Give me one second, I'm trying to clear it up. Let's see. I'm not sure I can do it. We may have to go like this. Oh, I think I messed it up. Let's see here. I made it worse. You may just have a talk on the radio.
Rico, you may want to just turn your camera on and off and see what happens.
Anything happen? I don't know what happened. I'm going to go out and come back in so we can get on. I'll do it as fast as I can. I apologize for the technical difficulties, and we shall also proceed. I like to read a little prayer. It always keeps me centered and aligned, and it's to keep me focused. God, please take from me my false pride and my grandiosity, all my phoniness and self-importance, and help me find the courage that shows itself in gentleness, the wisdom that shows itself in simplicity, and the true power that shows itself in modesty and humility. I found that a long time ago, and it just resonated with me, and it just helps me stay aligned and connected, which I need to be when I'm in your presence. My talk is on step 11. I'm what they call, or they used to call, a no God baby. I came here with no God. I got introduced to a God by you. I had an experience when I was about 11 years old. I was trying to be an altar boy. In those days, the masses were all in Latin, and I was dyslexic, and I couldn't learn Latin fast enough. So the priest used to beat my hands with that ruler or that yardstick until they were black, blue, and bleeding. But I was defiant. I would never cry. And they wanted me to cry. I would die before I cried. So the last time they beat my knuckles, one held me and one beat my hands. I just said, if this is what God has to offer, I don't want none. And I made a vow that day to never don the church of steps of a church again in my life. And I didn't until I met you, one day at a time. And even that took a while. So I come in here with no God. Obviously, the 11th step wasn't the most attractive thing on the board for me, coming with a no God baby. When we talk about the 11 steps, there are 10 preceding steps that get us ready for the 11th step. In my experience with the 11th step, I'm a no-God baby. I'm a dumpster diver. I had my first spiritual experience ever in my life at a dumpster. I had been up for about 5 or 6 days. I was drunk out of my mind. I vowed never to have to eat out of a dumpster again in life. And I went to catch this fast food manager, throwing out the last bag of food and catch it before I went to the dumpster, and it busted in my hands, and that hot plastic and dirty coffee grinds and dirty scrambled eggs all up and down my arms, and I started crying. And the reason I said that was my first spiritual experience, because I had an out-of-body experience. And that out-of-body experience had me rise up above things and look down at that animal at the dumpster. And about 20 seconds later, I realized that animal was me. I've lived a tumultuous life prior to meeting you, and I've been in all kinds of situations because I was full of fear anyway. But never, ever, ever have I ever experienced the depth of fear that I experienced when I had that out-of-body experience and I was looking at that animal at that dumpster who was me. And when I realized it was me, I started running, screaming, crying down the street with no destination. The fear was that deep. And I'll never forget that. But I didn't know it was a spiritual experience until I'd been hanging around you for a couple of years. And then things fell into place. You know, I come in here, no God, baby. I met a man that took me through the steps. You know, at that time, I didn't have nowhere to go, nothing to do. So I used to clean up in the clubs. In those days, you used to smoke. I used to clean the ashtrays, wash dishes, cups, hang them back up on the wall, any kind of thing except go where I was going, which was nowhere. And one day, this guy calls me over. He says, come here, sonny. And I'm about 99 pounds soaking wet with two pair of pants and two sweatshirts. If I turned sideways, I was so sucked up, I could probably dodge raindrops. And I said, my name ain't Sonny. My name is Rico Cruz. Yo soy boricua. And I'm sticking out my chest that didn't exist. He said, come over here and sit down and shut up. And I said, yes, sir. And I knew at that time, he knew I was dying and I knew I was dying. And I surrendered to the moment. And I sat down. He said, I know who you are. I said, how you know me? Nobody here knows me. He said, you that no God guy. I said, yeah, that's me. He said, let me tell you something so you can go through this process here. He said, there's something out there that makes that sunrise and that sunset, and that something's not you. And that's all you need to know to go through these steps. I don't care what anybody tells you. All you need to know is that you're not the power. And one day at a time, it'll be revealed to you if you take these 12 steps to the best of your ability. So I kind of believed it. I said, okay, but I knew I couldn't do the no God thing. So we go to all the steps. I'm still a no God baby. And I fall at this no God Puerto Rican sleaze bag, falls in love with the doctor's opinion because it started making sense to me. And I realized how I talked to my mother one day and my son one day when I couldn't show up, that I was in the grips of a professor degrees of a threefold nature. But I didn't know that because I hadn't met you yet. I thought I was just partying. And we go through the steps, line by line, word by word, sentence by sentence, paragraph by paragraph. Guy was real patient. I don't even know how he's that patient with me. And he said, let's take a look at this. He bypassed all the forwards and the history and everything. He said, let's take a look at the doctor's opinion because you died. And he took me to that. He took me to a Bill story. There is a solution, more about alcoholism. And we get to we agnostics and things start making sense to me. I do the inventory, I do the fifth step, and something happens in six and seven where I had a powerful experience. I mean, crying, snot running out of my nose, real powerful experience. And I remember screaming out saying, I don't know who you are up there. I don't even know if you're up there. But if you're there, can you help me? I'm dying. And I'm doing big crying through all this. And I could feel all of a sudden like a wave come through me inside that like brought ease and comfort to my insides for the first time in a very long time. And I knew then, you better come all the way in and sit all the way down, because the alternative is get yourself 2 gallons of vodka, go sit in front of the mortuary, get the kind with the hooks in them so you don't have to stand up and you can just hang it on your shoulder and hook it over and take a pull. And just wait here until it's all open. Save the transportation people some time because you'll already be at the mortuary. That's the alternative. Or see what this guy is talking about. I said, well, I know what's behind me, but I don't know what's in front of me. So I start making that list. I start making those amends. A couple of things start happening unbeknownst to me. I get to the bottom of 9. I finish my amends. I'm going through, he brings me into the 10th step and says, we have now entered the world of the spirit. Now we're going to focus on understanding and effectiveness. I start crying. I'm a cryberry. I start crying. I hadn't been understanding or effective in 20 years. How was I going to be effective at anything? I didn't even know how to live. That hit me hard. But I'm still new. I remember I'm closer to the dumpster than I am being recovered. And I said, how is this Puerto Rican sleazebag just climbed out of this dumpster? How we enter the world of the spirit? When did that happen? And that's when it hit me that God didn't need my permission to work in my life. I didn't know that. I thought I had to give him the green light. I didn't have to give him nothing except my attention and my willingness, but I didn't know that. I hadn't met all of it yet. So I get to it and I said, okay. We go through 10, we finish the reading, and we enter what I'm here for today is step 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, as we understand God praying only, not for the knowledge of Rico Cruz, only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry them out. Well, you've already convinced me I'm powerless. So I'm not even thinking about it. I got any power. And I just sit with that. And this God, this no God baby, after the Whig Gnostics in 6 and 7, I fall in love with step 11, prayer and meditation. And from that day to this, that's my jam. I love prayer and meditation. Now, I didn't do this. I just kept watching you. I just kept watching you and seeing what you were talking about and what you were doing. Now, just to paint a little context of where I am today, the big book says in step 11, step 11 suggests, and we all jump over that, suggests prayer and meditation. That means there's some other alternatives to prayer and meditation. I work with a lot of men, and some of them have a real difficult time sitting still, more or less meditating. And I try some other methods with them. I'm not trying to rewrite the book. Step 10 told me I'm trying to be effective. So I'm going to be effective. I got to meet them where they are, not where I want them to be. So the more I'm into prayer and meditation, things are being revealed to me slowly, very slowly. If I know nothing about step 11, the one thing I do know is that it is a overtime experience, not an overnight experience. And I'm an immediate gratification kind of guy. I want mine right now, to the head, yesterday. And step 11 does not work like that. Or I should say, it didn't work like that for me. And over time, I continued with this prayer meditation and talking to people and listening to people. And I said, man, there's something else here. And what I missed, and I'm not saying you, I'm talking about me. What I missed was the goal of step 11. The goal of step 11 is not prayer and meditation. The goal of step 11 is conscious contact. Prayer and meditation is a dynamite way to start building conscious contact. But it took me a lot of years to find out it was not the only way. And how I found out was some of the guys I was working with was having a difficult time with very minor meditation practices. I mean, for 2 minutes, 3 minutes. So through my prayer and meditation, I said, God, you got to give me something to work with these guys. They're doing the work. They're trying. They just don't have the attention to just focus. The other thing I learned about prayer and meditation is I want to go in open. I don't want a destination. If I have a destination in step 11, that's ego running the show. That's not spirit. Spirit don't have a destination. Spirit just is as it is. So I'm getting deeper in meditation now. And personally, I love prayer and meditation, but I'm more focused on that conscious contact. And again, this is over time. This is not overnight. Over time, I start getting that conscious contact through prayer and meditation and some other avenues too. Because now you guys have taken me a couple of times through this process that has helped me remove all the things that are blocking me, from you, from others, and from the power that I didn't want to be bothered with when I first got here. So as those things are removed from my path, it's easier for me to get that conscious contact. Now, I'm not doing it just out of discipline and devotion. I'm doing it out of joy. I want to do prayer and meditation because you people have got me somewhere where I've never been. My first sponsor used to always tell me, I came in this program like Lonnie Launchpad, Billy Blastoff. I couldn't sit still. And my sponsor told me, Rico, in order to become somebody you've never been, you have to do some things you've never done. And that resonated with me. Because the one thing I've never done is I don't listen to no damn body. Nobody. I listen to me. And listening to me, I should have belonged to a fellowship called Damn Fools Anonymous. But there wasn't no fellowship like that. So Alcoholics Anonymous was the best thing. So I said, okay, I got to do something I've never done. I was raised in Catholicism. Most Puerto Rican families are. We're very poor. You know, the church was a deal. But I never had an experience with that. I just did it because that's what I was raised to do. I did it, and that was it. And every time I heard you guys mention the God idea prior to 11, my knuckles would start bleeding again. And that God idea just wouldn't work. And the old man that told me to sit down and shut up, he introduced me to the fact that, why don't you believe I believe? And I said, I know you believe. I see how the way people relate to you. I see the light in your eye. I see the light in their eyes. I understand that. I'm talking about me. The Puerto Rican sleazebag that was dumpster diving for 2.5 years. God ain't coming nowhere near me, so why should I go near him? But through these steps and prayer and meditation, I started to establish just a little mustard seed of conscious contact. And that made me get hungry. And I worked with a lot of guys. Most of them do okay with the prayer and meditation. But the guys that couldn't, there was about 3 of them that just couldn't get it. I had to find some other ways. Now, me trying to find some other ways is like the blind leading the blind. So where do I go? I go where you guys taught me to go. Go into prayer and meditation with an open mind and just see what happens. And I open the meditation up with God. I need some help working with my guys. Prayer and meditation doesn't seem to be their deal. Show me another way to guide them. I didn't tell them how to guide them, just to guide, because your guidance is going to be much better than mine. And over time, I found these guys some other ways to establish the conscious contact. Because I, like them, I missed the same boat. Anytime people say step 11, all I see is prayer and meditation. I don't see nothing else until I realize this is about conscious contact. I know some people who can go sit on a mountaintop and get conscious contact without meditating. I've had conscious contact in Brazil, Costa Rica, and Puerto Rico in the rainforest with conscious contact. I was not meditating. I just let everything I thought I knew go and just experience what was in front of me. And I had some powerful experiences. Today, conscious contact for me is about loving love as it is, not as I would have it. And through that conscious contact, I've learned to love you as you are, without the judgment, without wanting to be like I would have it be. I have a lady, her name is Regina. Not my lady, but she's a lady who works in one of the sanctuaries I belong to. She told me a definition of love that just resonated with me and made every hair on my body stand up. She said, love, real love, is about loving the object of your love exactly as it is, without the desire of addition or subtraction. That means I don't have to say, man, she's beautiful. I love her, but I wish she would just be like this or like that. Or I wish she did. No, 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 no. That's not love. We're talking about pure, unconditional, agape love, like a higher power loves us. No desire for addition of subtraction. And that thing just resonated with me, and I carried it from that day to this. And that's my little mnemonic device where I say, I love that, and then I sit back and question that. Can you love it and accept it exactly as it is? And I only can do that when I'm aligned and connected. I can't do that walking down the street whistling, because I was raised in a whole different fashion with separation. Through the 11th step, I now buy into the oneness, where there's nowhere where you start and I stop, oh, I stop and you start. That is all about Alcoholics Anonymous calls it a singleness of purpose. It's just about, we're all about the same love. one love. All this developed from a no God baby, a Puerto Rican sleazebag eating out of dumpsters, to now it's all about the love. Through the process, trial and error, with prayer and meditation, which I did not want to be bothered with, nor did I want to be bothered with you when I first got here. I didn't want to participate with me. You guys said, go to participation meeting. Why would I want to go to participation meeting? I don't want to participate with me. What would make you think I want to participate with you? That's why I came in here. And how I came in here is a testimony of the power of Alcoholics Anonymous, its steps, its promises, its traditions, its concepts, and the people in it, the men and women of Alcoholics Anonymous who loved me and said I could love myself. And that took a while. That took a long while. That took me taking all five steps until I got to six and seven to even fathom what loving me would look like, because I had no idea. I knew what hating with me would look like. I knew what being disgusted with me would look like. I know what that looks like, but I didn't know what. I'm talking about healthy love. I'm not talking about narcissism. I'm talking about a healthy acceptance of where I am, and where I am, I don't have to remain. But if I'm going to move from where I am, my experience has been I need to go to that power that you introduced me to when I met you that I didn't want to be bothered with. And through that power, I fall in love with prayer and meditation. So I don't think about what I want to be. I've been I was an all-star basketball player. I've been to junior college, university, graduate school, had a professional career, all that. None of that changed anything. And what I found out after I met you was, that's what I did. That wasn't who I was. And you guys, by the grace of God, introduced me to who I was. Didn't matter what I was doing. And you loved me anyway. And after getting through prayer and meditation, there's nowhere else for me to go except keep going with prayer and meditation. But I do have other means in the non-do methodologies of conscious contact. Now, prayer and meditation is not my only book. A couple of weeks ago, I went through with one of my guys, the 12 and 12, on step 11, and it talks about, suggests, which means there's other alternatives. Now, I'm not trying to talk you out of prayer and meditation. Believe me, it's done wonders for me. But what I'm saying is, don't be foolish like me and lose sight of the goal of step 11, which is conscious contact. The means by which we do that can be done through prayer and meditation, but that is, prayer and meditation is not the goal. If I sit here and go for 24 hours a day, I'm not going nowhere. I might be peaceful. I might be tranquil. I might even levitate. But am I guaranteed that conscious contact? My experience has been, I haven't. But I have, when I go in open, this guy, you might have heard of him, you might not, his name is Adishanti. He says, Rico, don't go into meditation with a plan. Because my plan is, I want to go to the void. I want to go to the gap. I want to go to the place between the thoughts. All this mumbo jumbo, where I want to go there, where supposedly co-creation takes place. I want to go there. No, he said, just go. See what happens. And since I've started that, I've had some fantastic meditations, because now I don't have a plan. I don't have to sit with my legs crossed, taking deep breaths and doing, no. I got away from the mechanics of step 11, and I just do step 11. Sort through prayer and meditation to improve conscious contact. I stop right there for a while, because until I get conscious contact, I don't know what a spiritual experience looks like. So if I think I'm going to interpret God's goal for me, or his will for me, guy like me, from where I come from, I say, hey, God's voice says, that pretty girl right there, yeah, she's for me. That's God's voice. God's voice sounds a lot like Rico's voice. So I need to get that conscious contact and get aligned and listen for that quiet, still voice that will come, not all the time and not right away, over time. If you ever been in a relationship, an intimate relationship, you have to build that. You can't live off love. Love is beautiful. I love love. God is my love. But I have to, you have to build on that relationship. That's some small hurricanes, little turbulence, little this, but you build and you grow, and then you add depth to your relationship. Now, I'm not a relationship guru, believe me. I don't know a damn thing about relationships, but I'm open to learn about them. And since I've been open to learn about them, I left all those old ideas aside. And I go in prayer and meditation, and I say, what would you have me do? When I got here, my mantra was F God, F God. Don't you dare bring that God near me, F God. And people stayed away from me, and rightly so. And now after being around you guys for a few summers, now my mantra is, I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent he or she who sent me. I am content being wherever he wishes I go, knowing, not thinking or guessing or hoping, knowing that he goes there with me. And I will learn how to heal as I allow him to teach me to heal one day at a time through you men and women in Alcoholics Anonymous. And that has come to fruition for me. Consistently try to be that prayer. Wherever I go, thank you. Whatever I do, before I do it, I'm in prayer and meditation. Not because I'm some spiritual guru. I'm just an ordinary Joe. I come from below ordinary means, trying to do some extraordinary things with some extraordinary beings. And those extraordinary beings are people that God places on my path. And things happen that I had no idea would happen, nor did I plan for them to happen. That's why I could tell I'm aligned. And I know what it feels like not to be connected and not to be aligned. And now, because I've been doing it for a few days, it's weird because I can tell when I'm not connected. I could tell the way I react instead of act, I'm not connected. I need to back up. And it tells us in step 11, we have a nightly review where we review our day. And then it has a upon awakening. Well, when you awaken, if you do your nightly review thoroughly and honestly, you're going to start with a clean slate. And the only one who can start that slate is you. And then as you go through a day, you have that pause, just in case you get agitated or doubtful. But when you get agitated or doubtful, you respond into the ego world. Because spirit's not going to irritate you or have you doubtful. It's going to have you safe, trustworthy, and secure and protected. But the ego likes you insecure and doubtful. It loves it. So the guys I work with, I'm not teaching you, I'm loving you, but I'm not teaching the guys I work with. I have them do step 11, three parts, nightly review, upon awakening, and the pause. And the guys I work with, I want you to cue the pause. Every time you think you're going to breathe too much, pause. And just start building that pause muscle. Because again, it's not overnight. It's over time. You know, I like to say step 11 is the most beautiful step. But you know what's the most beautiful step that I've found since I've been doing this? The step I'm on, and possibly the next step. But being a no God baby, it's ironic that I fall in love with step 11. You know, it's a beautiful experience if you will allow and not just get mechanical with it. And there's nothing wrong with being mechanical with it until you get a little foundation. But after that foundation, then explore. You weren't afraid to explore what you're drinking, your sescapades, your whatever. Do it in sobriety. Explore. Just be. Stop planning so much. I mean, there's nothing wrong with planning, but just be and see if you can feel the spirit move you as I've been moved. And the reason I keep coming back to people like you, I don't want to ever stop coming back to people you. I've been to mountaintops. I've been to oceans. I've been in rainforests. I've been in ashrams. I've been in temples, monasteries, all kinds of stuff, looking for something. I don't know what I'm looking for. Looking for something. I have never, never, ever have I seen or experienced the evidence of the goodness of God, except when I got introduced to Alcoholics Anonymous. Every one of these squares I'm looking at is evidence of the goodness of God. And if it's like that, I want to keep coming back, if you'd allow me, because I haven't found it anywhere else. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist. But why would I look somewhere elsewhere when I got heaven right here? Right here, up front, close and personal. I'm not greedy no more. I don't have to look anywhere else. I found heaven right here in the middle of the herd in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I thank each and every one of you for that. And the next time you get ready to take somebody through, or you in step 11, try something different. Get free. Get loose. Don't make it so tight and rigid. Loosen up. Be free. God is. If no one told you they love you today, I love you personally, and I do. But you guys have introduced me to a power that I didn't want to be bothered with, that loves you even more. Thank you for letting me be here with you.